You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hello, and welcome to In the Limelight, Vanity Fair's entertainment and pop culture podcast. I'm Josh Duboff, Vanity Fair senior writer, and I'm here with Julie Miller, Vanity Fair senior Hollywood writer.
On In the Limelight, we analyze the ins and outs of pop culture, entertainment, and celebrity from the past week, from the Kardashians to Kate Middleton and everything in between.
A very big day for us. Meghan is back on Instagram, sort of. We will explain everything. It was almost an In the Limelight emergency episode yesterday, but we're one day behind only.
Right. And as if that wasn't enough Meghan excitement, one of our favorite duchesses wore a graphic tee. There is so much to unpack.
I love Instagram and graphic tee. What a combo. These are fun Meghan topics. I like it.
I know. Okay, let's start with Meghan and Harry on Instagram. I feel like we have been hoping for this day since the start of this podcast.
Yeah, I think a lot of you who sent us the news yesterday were kind of in the sent the messages in the vein of like your prayers have finally been answered. I think that's sort of yes. How we felt. I think it is true that when we started this podcast, Meghan was still on Instagram and posting very infrequently, but obviously the no bad energy tagline comes from one of her Instagram posts when she had already started dating Harry. Then she got, I guess it was shortly after the engagement, that she deleted the account. And then now what we've been waiting for, the moment has arrived, which is that Meghan and Harry now have their own account. The handle is Sussex Royal. I kind of wish it was just like at Meghan and Harry. Like Sussex Royal doesn't exactly roll off the tongue.
Maybe Meghan and Harry was already taken.
Yeah, good call. Sussex Royal was definitely not taken, though we're going to get later to the Twitter issue that they're dealing with right now where that handle was taken. I think we should have known, Julie, that like the palace line that Meghan and Harry would have to operate under like the Queen and Buckingham Palace's jurisdiction was never going to actually be how this played out in relationship to Instagram, because Meghan is just too good. It would be like taking away someone's like a superhero's superpowers. Like Meghan Markle needs to have an Instagram presence. I feel like the palace needed to know that, and they did know that.
Right.
Well, what's your take? I feel like the fact that it already has 3 million followers, it broke the record, I think, for fastest to 1 million. The followers of the account already include Julia Roberts, Gwyneth Paltrow, Blake Lively, David Beckham. So some high-profile people clicked follow right away. I'm very curious, Julie, what you make of the first post that went up on the Sussex Royal account, which is a carousel of photos. It's 9 photos in addition to their like insignia. It's very much, to me, the vibe was like, we are here to do business. It was not, the photos were not like in any way, well, we'll get to this. The last photo sort of was an outlier to me, but most of the photos were oriented around the charitable endeavors. It wasn't like personal sort of like cutesy behind the scenes shots. It was much more like, this is the work we do.
Exactly. It's like them on the ground with the people.
Right. A lot of them like amongst their people, amongst the kind of like their different tours, like the people that they visited. I thought it was interesting that some of the photos didn't even have Meghan and Harry in them. It was more like the people they were visiting in the different nations. One of them, like Harry's propping up an elephant with a bunch of people.
That was the most mysterious photo for me. I get that they both love animals and have this deep connection with Africa, but that one, I guess I don't understand elephants enough. Maybe elephants need to be propped up. Maybe it was some sort of metaphor for the propping up this account is going to do for us spiritually. I don't know. That was a wild leap.
I love it. I mean, I also feel, though, I mean, the one where she's embracing the two women, like these photos were very clearly designed to like remind us of all the good work they're doing. And that's like clearly, I think, what they were trying to say the focus of the account is going to be. But the last photo to me was this sort of like glam, very Meghan. It's like very reminiscent of that Christmas card, holiday card photo they did where the, you have their back, we see their backs and they're looking out on the fireworks. This one was like them looking out on some crowd. It looked to me like it must have been taken by like a palace photographer or like their touring photographer or someone like that. It was like a photo I had never seen before. I believe it had never been released. And it was like a glam photo. I was into it. So kind of am hoping for more of that sort of thing where we get these kind of like more curated behind the scenes photos of their appearances and things. But I'm not really sure. They love that kind of style, though, of like the shadow of them from behind.
They do love that. I know. It was very much like a 9-photo mission statement for this account.
Yes.
I was a little disappointed we didn't get some sort of Meghan spread of the avocado toast, but baby steps. I'm just going to try to channel my inner Meghan, be very grateful that we have this, and look forward to the future.
I am 100%, though, like, expecting this slash hoping and willing it into existence by uttering it, that this turns into almost like a Jumbotron supersized version of the TIG. Like, I hope Meghan can start to just like almost use it to find like a middle ground of what she was doing before and then like what the Kensington Royal Instagram was like. Cause I feel like that's sort of what we've always wanted her to kind of get a little bit more independence. This is like where she excels. She knows how to communicate visually. So I feel like they should be able to give her more of the reins. What did not make me feel great about that though was the second post, which went up today, which was just like a recap of Harry's appearance at the YMCA, which was like fine, but it was just like a long description of like the appearance and the caption. And then like the photos were all just like the stock photos. I guess they have to do that stuff, but like I'm here for the like Meghan content.
Exactly. I hope that they take a cue from Michelle Obama's playbook and or even Hillary Clinton's and give us some behind the scenes footage at these events that we wouldn't normally get to see. There's a way to do that in a very classy, while maintaining that level of class that Meghan and Harry are accustomed to.
So Kate and William welcomed them to Instagram. They wasted no time, though, taking them off their bio. That was immediate. And they switched out the photo to, like, a family photo of the Cambridges, like, immediately as well. So that all happened, like, in a flash. Then they posted what, to me, seemed like a very random photo. It was, like, Meghan in this black sequin dress. She's, like, must be a few months pregnant. It's a normal photo, but it kind of looked to me like one of the photos on your iPhone you'd, like, delete when you had, like, 8 photos of something. Like, they're not really looking at the camera. It's sort of, like, caught mid-glance. It was just, like, so random to me that that's the photo they picked. And then the caption was, like, it was a prayer hands emoji and then just welcome to Instagram, Sussex Royal. And then, like, gave you the information on how to follow it. And then I loved how it said follow Kensington Royal for more on the work of the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, like, from their own account. Like, it was just weird.
Right, like, still follow us.
Yeah,
we're still
like,
here.
I know. And I do wonder how much this is going to turn into a, like, I can only imagine the headlines that are going to come when, if Harry and Meghan's account gets more followers than Kate and William's.
Right. That's such a good call. Do you think that Meghan has the password to her account?
I was wondering the same thing. I want to know how much, like, I feel like I want to believe Meghan's, like, this is a place where she's decided it's worth, like, getting really involved. Like, I want to believe that even if there is, like, a social media team, which obviously there is, like, she is CC'd on all those emails. Because, like, I just feel like she would want to know what's going on with the Instagram account.
Absolutely. Even when she's about to give birth, I feel like she's going to take a look at this. She just seems like a person who likes to have her hand in all the details.
So, Julie, do you think when the baby is born, we will find out about it on Instagram, or will we see the because like right now there's a lot of uncertainty about if she's going to do a Kate style coming out of the like hospital. Most people think she won't do that and that we're just going to like find out after the fact, or they're going to like release it somehow. But I'm almost wondering if this Instagram was set up with this timing, because that's how we're going to find out.
That's what I originally thought, but looking back at that first post and just how there are no, aside from that last photo, there aren't really any photos of them at the wedding or them, her holding the baby bump or any sign or any sort of personal moment. It's all kind of charity oriented. That's what gave me a little bit of pause. I would love if this was announced on Instagram, though. That again would break another Instagram
record.
That
would, I believe, that would become the most liked photo of all time. Like I can't, or like or quickest to some level or something like that.
Well, I love this question you have here about how Meghan is going to wield this. I feel like if she is savvy, she would debut her forthcoming child on Instagram.
Well, what I love about this too, the whole sort of Instagram situation with Meghan here, is that like I had read back when the split was happening and they were talking about how like the Queen was going to be like overseeing it all. And they were like, well, it's because Meghan and Harry are going to, like, take a back seat. And, like, Harry's not in direct line to the throne. And I remember thinking, like, wait, what? Like, why? Like, I just, like, they have so much star power. They're, like, the talk of the town. Beyonce's featuring Meghan in her, like, videos. Like, I'm just like, Meghan's, like, this is Meghan's moment. Like,
right.
So I'm like, no, well, why would, like, they're not, Harry and Meghan aren't going to take the back seat. Like, why would they? But I do wonder if it's going to start to be, because they're not in direct line to the throne, I wonder, like, in 5 years, if it's still the case, like, what will happen?
Right.
When it starts to be more of, like, they need to position William as future king more than they are now. But, like, I'm kind of here for this. I feel like right now, at the early stages, it has to be maybe a little more, quote-unquote, official. But don't you just have a feeling that we're going to start seeing glimpses of, like, her coming through more?
Yes. Given that report, I think last week, about even how the palaces are siloed, the Queen will still be overseeing everything. I can see the Queen maybe having to check, sign off on each of these posts, but maybe Meghan will slowly, I don't know, give us some sort of secret message in there.
Eugenie also welcomed them. She did an Instagram post that I actually thought was kind of cute. It said, "Welcome, cousins." And it was a photo of the two of them from their engagement shoot. And I somehow...
Very classy.
Yeah, welcome cousins I kind of liked. It was, like, to the point, but, like, kind of, like, sweet. Okay, but then this drama on Twitter, which I'm kind of, like, loving. So everyone was confused yesterday about what was going on with the Twitter account, because they didn't launch one in tandem with the Instagram, which was kind of weird. But because they were taken off the Kensington Royal Twitter. So it was clearly like that's the end of them as part of that entity. But then Sussex Royal on Twitter was being used by a man with the handle Kevin Keeley, who has 114 followers. His avatar, Julie, you might know better than me. It's some sort of dog. It's like a black lab. I don't know. He has not tweeted since 2014. And I assumed that the palace either would have, like, already made an offer to take that account, or that, like, the account would be very quickly, like, you know, folded in. But then today, Kevin has returned to Twitter with a vengeance. He tweeted 3 times today, his first time since 2014. He wrote, "I am still the only Sussex Royal on Twitter. Hi, everyone." And then, "This is the original and only Sussex Royal. We talk about supporting Reading FC," which I gather is some sort of, like, football team. So, Julie, if you were him, what would it take? Because you know the palace must be trying to make some offer here.
Kevin is my new hero. Hold out, Kevin. Also, alternate conspiracy theory, Kevin Keeley is a cover for Bogart, who took this Twitter handle, and this is his ultimate revenge.
Love that theory. I mean, I just am obsessed with whatever must be going on in the background here, where the palace is trying to, like, scramble to figure out how to get this, like, random British dude to, like, give up this account and, like, how they go about that. Like, I mean, like, are they offering him like a free meet and greet with Harry and Meghan? Like, are they going to maybe like hand him a jewel? Like, I feel like what would it take?
A handwritten note from Meghan herself.
You know, Meghan has written like in her beautiful cursive, like a very like heartfelt request. I mean, God knows you or me would like, it would take nothing for us to give it up.
Right.
Like, just the thought of Meghan requesting, we'd already be like, here, and like, we'll give you money too, just to like make them like whatever.
Right.
But I don't know. I sort of feel like Kevin's tweets today imply it's not going to be so easy.
I know. Kevin needs to be bought off or something. We need to reach out
to Kevin for an interview.
I just
thought the same thing.
We need his whole story. If anyone has more information on Kevin, please call us.
Also, I'm so curious, this guy who like hasn't tweeted in 5 years, like how he got alerted to this yesterday, like were his family reaching out, like how he realized he had this account. I don't know. They're just like, it's interesting to me.
Right, and then the fact that he returned to kind of antagonize Dallas.
But also, I was looking at the like tweets that people were replying to him, and everyone was like, stand strong, Kevin. Like people were like offering him like messages of like moral support to kind of like not give that. Because I thought it was going to be more people being like, what are you doing? Like, give them the account.
Right.
I don't know how this is going to play out. I also wonder if, like, Meghan and Harry even care about having a Twitter. Maybe they just won't.
Right. Maybe they won't.
Because right now, the Kensington Royal Twitter account isn't really giving you much. It's, like, basically just what you already get on Instagram or, like, facts about things. But, like...
But I feel like the palace wouldn't want any sort of confusion. So even if they weren't going to use it, I could see them trying to finagle away.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I'm shocked.
To pay off Kevin.
I'm shocked if you were like a PR manager here, though. Like, I feel like to not have anticipated. I'm surprised they didn't have this like together before the launch of the Instagram.
Oh, really good call. Really
like,
good call.
This is a little messy. Like, now that Kevin's tweeting about it.
Oh my gosh. Stay strong, Kevin.
I need, also, like, is this all gets absorbed tomorrow? And Kevin just, like, we all know that he took whatever deal it was. Okay. So Meghan's Instagram entree is not the only kind of like sort of exciting moment she had this week. She also paid tribute to a movie I haven't seen. Julie, I don't know.
What?
I know. It's really bad. I don't think I've seen it. Or maybe when I was like in high school or middle school, but I don't remember it.
Okay,
I know.
Well, wait, let's say what it is because I have about 50 questions why you haven't seen this movie.
16 Candles. I know what it's about, but like I just don't. Like when I was like looking this up yesterday, I had to kind of like do like research as if I was looking up a like foreign film or something, like an arcane foreign film. I was like, wait, what is the story with 16 Candles again? Like looking up the character's name. I know.
I'm going to make an IMDb trivia page that's just fun Josh Duhamel facts.
And one of them
because
is,
they're very surprising.
It is surprising.
Yes.
You must have. It's like there's like movies like that you just never get to see, you know.
But I feel like this one has been on TV how many times? Have you seen other John Hughes movies? Are you just not a John Hughes fan?
I've seen Breakfast Club. Wait, that's John Hughes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I just love that you weren't like moved or curious enough to go.
I will definitely
that.
See it now that it's been Meghan endorsed.
It is a little problematic in the Me Too era.
Oh.
That was a little surprising to me that Meghan would wear this. But you know what? This is a fun, cute T-shirt. I loved how casual it was. Let's talk about what it was.
Oh, yeah, wait. Break down the appearance.
So on Friday, Meghan was photographed leaving a wellness boutique in London with her husband, Prince Harry. They weren't photographed going in, but paparazzi must have been alerted, tipped off that of the visit. So when they left, about 2 hours later... which we'll get into that, Meghan and Harry were caught. And it was very cute because they were both wearing very off-duty outfits. She was wearing this 16 Candles graphic T-shirt. It had an illustration with the words Jake Ryan, the John Hughes character, stationed in front of his red car, one of the iconic final images in the movie. She was wearing it underneath a green jacket of Harry's and along with some maternity jeans. She also had on a little mummy necklace that I believe she was gifted during her first bridal shower. Harry also seemed similarly casual. He was wearing kind of a jaunty cap and jeans himself, right?
I kind of love that she wore Harry's jacket. I feel like she was signaling, what's the word? Not telegraphing. Like, I feel like her outfit was very much like everything had a message. Like the mummy necklace, the graphic tee, the Harry jacket. I was like, everything was very, maybe not, I'm giving too much import to it, but like, it felt like every item had like a meaning with this ensemble.
Right, but it was still like the perfect off-duty Duchess look. Josh, can you imagine a world in which Kate Middleton ever wore a graphic tee out into the world?
No. And in fact, I was thinking about that during this of like, this is so not like the type of royal appearance. I mean, it reminded me of like Princess Diana's off-duty, quote-unquote, wear, where it was like more casual and just like, you know what I mean? Like, it just, like, it had that vibe to it. Like, this felt, like, kind of normal. I was like, oh, this is nice.
Right. No, it was very sweet. A little bit more about this wellness boutique, which this could not be a more on-brand outing for Meghan.
Oh, my God.
It's called Illipothecary in West London. Natalie Portman and Gwyneth Paltrow are also fans. The store offers a range of homeopathic treatments for new mothers, per the Daily Mail, and features all sorts of new age treatments, including cutting edge synergy of naturopathy, homeopathy, herbology, and photoactives.
I also like have no idea what any of those things mean. And like, I'm a little thrown, or I don't know if you have more understanding of this, but like, she spent 2.5 hours at the store. Like, do you get the treatments at the store? Is that the idea?
I believe there are treatments you get at the store, including a 135-pound happy hormone equilibrium session, which can last up to 90 minutes and claims to assist in the recovery from childbirth. But it sounds like that sort of treatment is for after.
But then, right, that's what I was, like, wondering, because a lot of this stuff sounded like it would be for after childbirth.
Right. Another treatment lasts more than 90 minutes and includes massage, chakra balancing, and hands-on healing to restore your nervous system and address any underlying issues or blockages to assist you to feel light, clear, and happy.
God, sign me up.
I know. Josh, we need to try this.
This is so Meghan, though, like, just going to this, like, new age, like, kind of, like, celebrity-endorsed kind of fancy London shop to, like, do some, like, kind of treatments before giving birth. I'm actually kind of, like, it's interesting to me Harry went.
It's very sweet to me that Harry went. She's very far along in the pregnancy. He's doing everything to be the supportive husband.
Does the man partake in the treatments, or does he just, like, hang out?
It didn't specify. I was also curious. It must be a small shop. I looked on Twitter to see if anyone had happened to be inside when Meghan and Harry were there, but I didn't see any sort of sightings or details. It wasn't like a Beyonce Target experience where passersby are like taking.
Yeah, like, did they shut down the shop for them? I guess not.
Maybe.
It seems like maybe not. I wonder about this outfit too. Did she throw this outfit together, or was it like she clearly like intent, you know what I mean? Or was it like planned out? Did you like, I always wonder with stuff like this if she knew she was gonna be getting photographed.
I want to believe she didn't, no. I think it's a cute outfit. It doesn't look like she's really wearing makeup or anything.
Yeah. I'm into it. Do you think she loves 16 Candles since you're the only one that's seen it? Like, does it feel to you like a Meghan movie?
It does, I guess. I haven't watched it in a while. And now I kind of want to go back and revisit it.
Yeah, me too. Now I want to initially visit it, I guess.
Josh, do you have any guesses on when Meghan and Harry will be welcoming their baby?
I do not, other than yesterday when the Instagram launched, I saw some tweets in the vein of like, do you think they set this up knowing that the baby was coming soon?
Oh.
Or like something like that. And then we got a DM about maybe like 30 minutes ago that the makeup artist, Daniel Martin, who we all know likes to kind of be posting things and kind of he's the one who did the avocado toast, and he's also the one at the baby shower who did something. I can't remember exactly what it was. Both of them, I guess he just like must have put something up on his social media that he's going to London, like it seemed like on short notice. So that made people wonder if she was like in labor or like, I don't know. I could see it happening at any point. I will not be surprised if it's like tomorrow somehow.
Right.
But
I can't wait.
But she originally said, I went back to look today actually. She said end of April, early May. But do you think she said that to kind of throw people off knowing it would be earlier? I don't know though.
That's a good call. I could see that.
The fact that she had May in there makes me think it would be late April. Also very curious how it's going to interact the birthday with April 23rd is Louis's birthday and May 2nd is Charlotte's birthday.
Oh my gosh, Josh, you have those dates down.
I cannot believe I've committed those to memory. April 23rd is also my mom's birthday, so Louis is like very much cemented in my head. I don't think she's going to the Lindo wing, it sounds like. So are we going to just find out after the fact? Like, will we know in advance the way we always did with Kate? I'm just interested to know how it's sort of going to, like, play out.
I can also see Harry, just because he's so opposed to a publicity spectacle and so protective of Meghan, I can see him wanting to not have that photo op outside the hospital like yes. Kate and William did.
Yes. I'm very intrigued. That does it for this week's episode of In the Limelight. Thank you so much for listening. Please remember to rate, review, check us out on Apple Podcasts. We really appreciate it. It helps us find new listeners.
And now you can reach out to us and leave us a voicemail at 347-790-0966. Also, feel free to reach out to us on Twitter at In the Limelight to further discuss these subjects. You can also follow us individually. I'm at Julie W. Miller.
And I'm at Jay Duboff. We're also on Instagram at In the Limelight Pod. This episode was edited and produced by Brett Fuchs. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week. And until then, no
bad energy.